Time magazine has released its third annual list of the world's greatest places, and Vancouver made the list of 50 extraordinary destinations thanks to our eclectic cuisine. Annually, Time recognizes 50 destinations around the world and recommends experiences in each place. The magazine solicits nominations across a variety of categories, including restaurants, museums, parks and hotels, from editors and correspondents across the world, as well as industry experts. Two of Vancouver's Michelin star-awarded restaurants, published on Main and Burdock & Company, were given a shout-out for their celebrated use of local ingredients. "We are thrilled and deeply honored to be recognized," says chef and owner of Burdock & Co. Andrea Carlson, in a press release. "Following on the heels of our Michelin star, this news is further validation of the hard work and dedication demonstrated by our team daily. I firmly believe that if you are passionate and committed, there's nothing you can't achieve, and this global recognition is absolute proof of that." In addition to the lauded restaurants, the profile also highlights the lesser talked about but, no less worthy of a drawn-out meal, restaurant, Salmon & Bannock. The Indigenous-owned and operated just opened a second location at YVR Airport, the first in Canada. At the Broadway location, they serve up traditional seasonal dishes with modern touches such as mushrooms on toasted bannock, bison pot roast, and a smoked salmon burger served with lemon aioli and house-made pickles on a bannock bun. Other points of interest: the new Yaletown Park at Smith & Richards, now named S. Theta QLXENM SextSexW7, Rainbow Park, also made the list of noteworthy sites in Vancouver due to the way it pays homage to the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish nations who named it. Indeed, there are several references to the Indigenous community in Vancouver in Time's profile, including the Talese tours of Stanley Park and Squatches Lodge downtown, Canada's first Indigenous boutique art hotel. The profile also recommends the Vancouver Mural Festival in August and the Chinese-Canadian Museum. You can see the full profile here.